This is the first part of a special series exploring how the governmental regeneration program New Deal for Communities affected Burngreave and its residents. The first part covers the following topics. Why has Burngreave been identified as one of the areas in greatest need? How has New Deal for Communities been set up? Here is John Vincent, Methodist minister and member of the Burngreave New Deal for Communities Partnership Board.
Well, in about 1999, the government launched this idea of saying, let us have a New Deal for Communities thing, so that there could be more sustained attention given to 30 carefully selected areas up and down the country, which were regarded as the areas of greatest social and community need. And it was quite competitive within Sheffield. There was a certain feeling in Burngreave that we had been ignored for a long time and that other areas of the city had had a lot of money, Objective One and stuff, so that we were then awarded this £52 million to spend in 10 years from about the year 2001 to 2011. I think you would have to say that through the 90s, there was a real sense of neglect and by the city, mm-hmm. by everybody. And you came to Burngreave and Pitsmoor and there was mess on the streets, there were houses falling down, there were a lot of unemployment, a lot of need in the schools, failing schools. There was bits of violence every now and again, and of course we were the place where each new group of people from the rest of the world, when they arrived in Sheffield, they would come our way because housing was cheap and because some of their friends were already here. So we ended up with dozens of nationalities here, and even today in the local primary schools are 47 languages spoken by the children who are coming to those schools. So that you could certainly say that Burngreave was an area of need.
Ronnie Lewin, chair of the partnership board, and Jackie Drayton, local labour councillor.
I mean, for somebody who's lived in Burngreave for a while, for me, it was very visible. It was apparent just by living in the area that you could see that there were there was need for regeneration in Burngreave. Also, I think in terms of national statistics, the Burngreave area was shown to be in the top 10 of areas with the worst multiple deprivation. So when we say multiple deprivation, we mean deprivation across a whole different range of different issues for residents in that particular area.
So we could say that, for instance, a girl born in Burngreave has a life expectancy 13 years shorter than a girl born in Ecclesall, so in the southwest of the city, that unemployment rates were higher, the school achievement and attainment rates were higher, those sorts of things.
What was the role of the council in this?
Well, just a neglected area. To set it in context, right, we'd had 20 years of Conservative governments, 21 actually, of Conservative governments that systematically had taken money away from local councils, from local government. Systematically they'd taken away, cut the budgets, not allowed local councils to put the council tax up or poll tax or whatever it was, community charge up, to get money to provide services. As a city council, I'm not wanting people to feel sorry for the city council and the city councillors, but I remember when I went into the city council, we had to make decisions about things that we would fund with a budget that wasn't enough to fund everything. And we had statutory services that we have to provide. So we have to provide we have to provide the money for children looked after by the social, by the local authority, for instance. We have to provide money for looking after older people. We have to provide money for education. We have to provide money for various things, various statutory or responsibilities. And the things that weren't statutory, those were the things that got cut. And unfortunately, those are the things like parks, open spaces. So they got squeezed, if you like. And so you can see in areas like Burn Grieve, if you've got parks, they were squeezed. And so the area, it gave the area a sense of deprivation as well. And because those people were also, because again, you go back, where were the people who were living, who worked in the steelworks? They were people who lived in Burn Grieve, who lived in Parson Cross, who lived in Manor. They were the people that were out of work when the steelworks closed and we had massive unemployment. So it's a combination of things. But yes, the council weren't putting the money into the area that they had done in the past, but that was because they hadn't the money.
What did the government mean by the term regeneration?
It depends on what is outlined in the brief, which comes with that generic word regeneration. And with Burn Grieve, there were specific targets or areas that were to be targeted with the 52 million that came with the regeneration. And there were targets around education, housing, improving the public environment, the cleanliness of the streets and the street scenes and so on, education and jobs, so these were sort of theme areas that we had to work on to kind of improve the outcomes for local residents within the Burn Grieve area. And that regeneration could be defined in that way in Burn Grieve with the New Deal programme.
And I think regeneration can be defined as social regeneration, economic regeneration. There's various different themes and strands, as Ronnie said. And I think what encompassed the New Deal was it was more than just social, it was more than just economic, it was more than just environmental. It was that whole, it was to lift the whole of the area, to lift it in a way that changed people's lives. And I think It's a tough call. It's a very tough call to do that when the area had got so low. It is important to remember that at the time there were a lot of people, local people, active in the Burn Grieve Community Action Forum at the very beginning, a voluntary forum then, that worked really hard with local elected members and local residents and other community activists to ensure and to fight for the money for Burn Grieve, the New Deal money to come to Burn Grieve. Because you're right in saying it was a national programme, and there were other areas in Sheffield that were put in for it. It wasn't automatically to come to, because you know that Sheffield has several areas of multiple deprivation, but Burn Grieve was chosen because it had this multiple deprivation, and it was argued, and it was also because we had a strong community and voluntary infrastructure, that there were people there fighting, people there getting organised and getting active. And there were people there who were ready to be on the board, because the thing about the Burn Grieve New Deal for Communities, which is important to remember, all the New Deals are supposed to be community-led. So the board has the majority of members that are local residents or local community activists. And I think that's really important. And we were shown to be very successful in this in Burn Grieve, and that's why we got it.
Well, when the New Deal for Communities was set up, the government office of Yorkshire, the local people administering it, said, well, you have to have a local partnership board. And the partnership board had to consist of 10 local people and a few people from the voluntary community, which is how I got brought onto it. Elected onto it, but then also representatives from various, like the city council and voluntary, and the the primary care trust and people like that. So the partnership board, about 20, 25 people, became quite an influential thing and was the board where all proposals from the executive staff whom we employed had to come for ratification.
This was John Vincent speaking to Irini Apostolidou. You have listened to the first part of a special series exploring how the governmental regeneration program New Deal for Communities affected Burngreave and its residents. The next part looks into various projects which have been funded by the program. For any comments, please email us at communitieslive@sheffieldlive.org.